This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
All right. Well, on that note, we welcome in the man who will be deciding the minutes of the Columbus Blue Jackets, and that is Todd Richards. As our coaching theme today continues, Deb Placey and EJ Raddick in New York. Congratulations on getting the gig and looking ahead to next year. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, so glad to have you. So I'm just going to pick up right where the draft announcer there left off. I think it was Pierre McGuire who said he's going to fit right in and start for the Blue Jackets in the NHL next year, Ryan Murray. What do you think about that?
Well, those are real positive things to hear. And to be honest with you, you know, when you do go to the draft, the whole hockey world is there, and you end up running into a lot of people. And everyone was very complimentary of Ryan as a player, but also as a person. So we're excited to have him.
All right. Now, I think, you know, we've heard, as I'm sure you knew at the time, that the New York Islanders offered you like 27 draft picks to move up. Every draft pick they've ever had in the next one. To take this kid, did you seriously consider it? What did you think about that?
Well, first off, that was I think that's a vote of confidence in that you took the right guy when somebody does that. You know, for me, I was just kind of sitting at the table and sitting at one end, and Scott Housen and really the guys who were in charge of the draft were down at the other end. And when the phone rang, you know, it was kind of, you know, it wasn't a long conversation. I don't think, I really felt we, and Scott, that we got our guy. And I think when you're high on somebody like we were on Ryan, when you get him, it's nice to get those offers. But I don't think it was thought about too long. It was something that we got our guy, we're happy with our guy, and we're going to move on.
Now, going forward here, Todd, I mean, like, there is a lot of talk about the fact that, you know, Pierre McGuire mentioned it on the broadcast on TSN. Deb has asked you about it already. So, you know, there's a guy that's an 18-year-old kid, going to be 19, going to step right into the National Hockey League. I mean, you've been around this league a little while. You coached in Minnesota before Columbus. You've had some assistant coaching jobs. You've coached in the minors. So you know how tough it is for a young defenseman to walk into things. What things will you be talking about with Ryan over the next couple of months and in training camp leading up to the season?
Well, the first thing is don't read what people are saying. Mm-hmm. And that's not a knock against you guys. You guys are paid to get your opinions out there. Mm-hmm. But right now, Ryan really hasn't proven anything at this level. Mm-hmm. And he's got to come in, and he has to prove something to us. And obviously, we're very excited to have him on. And to me, that's going to be, you know, the conversations to him is get focused. We don't know where this is going. We're the ones that make the decision. It's not the other people out there who are writing things and saying things. So you have to come in, you know, look after yourself this summer. And I think this week will be really good for him when he comes in for our prospect camp, get a chance to work with our strength conditioning coach and hopefully get him on a program here for the next 2 to 3 months so he can hopefully build some strength, get a little bit stronger. He's a big kid already, but and you said it, EJ, it's as a young defenseman, it's one of the most difficult positions to come into and break into the NHL as an 18 or 19-year-old. A lot of times they need a little bit of development. I worked with a lot of those young defensemen who are with the Nashville Predator organization, the great defensemen, Ryan Suter and Shea Weber. And those guys, their paths started out in Milwaukee in the American Hockey League. So he's got some work ahead of him. You know, we aren't counting him out by any means, but he certainly hasn't made the team either.
And that's the good news for you, Todd, is that you do have some guys in your group of defensemen. When I look at it, you know, Wisniewski, you got Jack Johnson you picked up late in the season, you have Fedor Tuten. I mean, you got some guys that have played a lot of NHL games on the blue line, so it's not like, you know, you guys have to force him in there if you don't think he's ready.
We're excited about the group that we have on the back end. You named a couple of defensemen, but, I'll go back and I'll repeat a couple. You know, but I think the six that we have right now, Mark Methot, mm-hmm. we have Johnny Moore, who played his first full season in the NHL last year, and then, of course, James Wisniewski and Jack Johnson and Fedor Tuten, and then a really good young defenseman we acquired in from St. Louis in a trade early in the season, Nikita Nikitin. So we really feel that's kind of the strength of our team right now is the depth and the quality we have on the blue line.
You made a trade for a goaltender. Tell us about that.
Well, again, pretty complimentary. I don't know a lot about the kid. you know, when the trade happened, we were in meetings, all the coaches were, and when we had a little break, Peter Laviolette came up to me and tapped me on the shoulder, and he didn't have to do it, but he sought me out and then started to talk about Mr. Bobrovsky, and he had nothing but great things to say about him. I think their situation was unique, obviously, in Philadelphia when you sign a goaltender, Brizgalov, to a long-term deal that, you know, he's going to really take over the number one role, and this is an opportunity for him. And it's not that we've given up on Steve Mason. You know, he's a young goaltender. I think he had some improvements coming down the stretch, and hopefully he can build something over the summer that will carry him into training camp. But right now we're real happy. We also added two young goaltenders, through the draft. And again, it's an area that when we looked at that we had to get better right away, and that's for Bobrovsky, but we also had added to have some depth in that position.
You know, Todd, yeah, you had 31. You picked up Oscar Dansk, and I got to see him last summer, and I think he's a terrific young prospect as well, so he might help the organization not too far down the road. And before we let you go, I got to ask you, I guess, about the elephant in the room in Columbus is Rick Nash. I mean, what's going to happen with Nash? And, I mean, obviously, that's something that Scott Housen and Craig Patrick and everybody is working on there about what's going to happen going forward. But what does that mean as a coach as you try to prepare for a season now? I mean, you had Nash. You know what a good player he is. But knowing that likely, you know, it's going to be a different circumstance next year.
You know, it's a good question. Right now, from a coaching standpoint, Rick Nash is a Blue Jacket. Mm-hmm. And when I sit down in the office, I've been going down periodically, spending a few hours in the morning sitting down. But, of course, you have your lines up, and you're always looking at your lines. And Rick Nash is part of our team. And until the day happens where he gets moved, if it does happen, up until that point, I'll always be preparing as if he's a Blue Jacket. And you know it, and I think everyone else in the hockey world knows it. He's a terrific player. He's a game-break player. And, of course, you know, as a coach, you'd love to have him on your team. But, again, if it doesn't work out and he happens to move on, but he's certainly a guy that carries a lot of weight, and we should be getting a lot of very good pieces back if it does happen.
All right, thank you so much, Todd. Congratulations on the head coaching job, and we wish you well. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.